Mr. Izzo, I know you are ready.
Anxious.
I'll keep it in my files. Thank you. Oh, did you? I'm sorry. Just for you today. Hold back.
Good morning. I have just one item on my agenda this morning. It's in reference to the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
That's something else. That's something she just...
We actually will be having two contracts involved with this wastewater sewer pipe installation project. This is the first of the two contracts. We have SRF funding for this project. One slight complication that we may have to deal with is when we brought the stimulus funding into the project, it brought Davis Bacon wages into the project. We bid it using the standard state wage rates that have been employed for years and years and years. So we will have to sit down with the contractor and just discuss some of the wage rates. They're a little up and down. Some are cheaper, some are higher. And I don't know if the state's going to, what direction the state's going to tell us we have to do with that. So there is a potential, and the Buy American clause too. So there is a slight possibility we may have a small change order. I don't think it's going to be a large number. But if we choose to fund this contract using the stimulus money, then we may have to come back at some point once we sit down with the contractor and process a change order. But again, relative to the overall size of this contract, it's not going to be a big number. We received 10 bids on this project. Our engineer's estimate was $4.8 million. The low bidder was Bunning and Mary of Selbyville, Delaware. That's good. They're local to the area and they know it very well. We worked with Bunting and Mary on a number of different occasions. We did have one bid alternate where we are affecting the pavement on Route 20. Last year, Del Dock also installed a new paving overlay. And the way it's set up is that there's a small gap from where we will impact versus where Del Dot stopped its paving project. And we've been talking to Del Dot, and they would like to fund the installation of the pavement to connect our new pavement to their new pavement. The value of that is in $63,344, and we have a commitment from Del Dot to fund that. So my recommendation would be that we award the bid to Bunning and Mary, who is the lowest responsive bidder, and it includes the paving alternative, which will be funded by Del Dot. And if there are no questions, I have a formal motion that I can read.
Are there questions from council for Mr. Izzo? Mike?
Yeah.
Other than the wage issue and the Buy America, are there other strings attached to the stimulus money that you have?
That's what Mr. Baker alluded to, that we have to have all signed contracts on all these contracts that are affected by the stimulus by February 17, 2010. So we're going to have somewhere either 11 or 12 contracts beyond this one that we'll be bidding out. But the only stipulation they gave us was the Davis-Bacon wages being included in the Buy American clause. The Buy American clause is rather complicated because we have to discern if you say the materials originate outside the country, but they come into the country and they're configured here in the United States, does that qualify? So we have some things we have to work out there, but we're hoping it's not a complicated situation that would, for example, increase the cost of some of our contracts. Like the Davis-Bacon wages do. I mean, when you incorporate wage rates, you know, you're adding 5 to 10% cost above and beyond what you would normally see when you bid a contract.
So you're expecting an increase in the wages paid on this by 5 to 10%?
Well, this one, because the state wage rates are rather high too. If I had no wage rates, when we use rural development money, usually we fund these projects from two different sources. Rural development does not have a wage rate requirement, so in effect, those contracts come in a little cheaper SRF funding has always had the state wage rates involved. And in recent years, those state wage rates have bumped up a little bit. So if I bid a SRF contract versus an RD contract, I'm going to see an increase in those costs 5 to 10% because of the inclusion of wage rates. In this case, because I already have the wage state wage rates in place, it's going to be relatively the same, but they're, you know, sometimes an equipment operator might be higher on the state wage rates and a little less on the Davis-Bacon, but then the common laborer could be reversed. So we have to work out a few things with the contractor.
Has an engineering consultant been chosen for this?
We have used Whitman and Reckwert on this. They were awarded this contract or were selected to do this design work. Let's say 2003 or 2004, I believe.
Yeah, probably have.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Izzo? Could you read that motion one more time, please?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, LLP, and the engineering department at Sussex County Project Number 08-09, Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, Fenwick West, Zion Church Road, and Pump Station 305 and 308. Be awarded to Bunning & Murray Construction Corporation of Selbyville, Delaware at the alternative bid amount of $4,159,873.85, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and or the Rural Utility Service.
Is there a motion, please?
I'll move that. I'll
is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the engineer's recommendation. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.